Ronan Kelly has what it says in Thursday's papers.
Christmas trees as symbolic objects of protest feature in two of today's papers. The Irish News has a photo of a decapitated Christmas tree in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. The tip of it has been cut off by climate protesters who hung a banner on it reading, "This is only the tip of the Christmas tree." Their point is that Germany is only seeing the tip of the climate disaster. Meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail has a picture of a Christmas tree in a square in Kyiv. The headline over that reads, "The debate raging across Ukraine. Are Christmas trees a waste of power or a joyful rebuke to Putin?" Two other international stories that stayed with us throughout 2022 are reported on in the Irish Independent. One is COVID, and the paper quotes the chief medical officer saying, "You shouldn't go to mass on Christmas Day if you have symptoms." The Independent also tells us that COVID is sweeping across China since the lifting of restrictions. However, because the Chinese have changed the way they interpret public health figures, yesterday they reported no new deaths from the disease. The other enduring international story in The Independent is that of the treatment of women in Afghanistan. Following their banning from third level education, one group of women protested outside a university in Kabul yesterday morning. Their chant was, "We do not want to be eliminated." Two court cases relating to road accident claims make several papers. The Irish Daily Star reports on a hearing in Ennis following an incident where one car had what the court heard was a glancing blow from another car. Specifically, the two wing mirrors hit off each other. The judge said he was satisfied there was no significant impact. He awarded the two plaintiffs €8,000 and €11,000 for injuries. The same court report appears in the Irish Independent, which in its main front page story features a report of another insurance claim arising out of a traffic incident. According to the paper, a High Court judge has rejected a claim that two plaintiffs suffered serious physical and psychiatric injuries from what the judge called a tip from behind in slow-moving traffic. The judge said the allegations in the case wasted Garda resources and put an additional strain on the struggling health system. The solicitor for the plaintiffs told the Irish Independent that he was shocked at the vehemence of the judgment. The so-called wee reshuffle of the cabinet has a few noses out of joint. The Irish Daily Mail uses the word spurned to describe the position of a couple of Fine Gael politicians, while another Fine Gaeler, Charlie Flanagan, says the reshuffle was ageist. In the Irish Independent, the 66-year-old TD says that it doesn't reward experience and wisdom. He echoes a call for quotas for older people and says, "Can anybody say the government wouldn't benefit from the practical common sense of Michael Ring?" The photo of the day in the papers could well be that of a new sculpture outside the Museum of Time in Waterford. It's a clock with two lines of smaller clocks coming out from each side of the main clock. They are in the shape of two wings, and the sculpture is called Tempus Fugit, or Time Flies. Back to Ukraine and Christmas, and the Irish Times interviews a Ukrainian grandmother living here with her grandchildren who says that they worry that Santi won't know her that they're here. One wrote a letter to Santi saying, "St. Nicholas, I'm in Irlandia, I'm not at home." Still on letters to Santi, the Irish Daily Star reports that An Post has received 125,000 letters from children to Santi. Most asked for presents, but some had questions and one had an apology, sort of. One little girl asked Santi, "Do you make all the clothes people ask for? Get back to me on that one." Another little girl displayed a creative approach to wrongdoing. She wrote, "Sorry for all the things I did wrong and the lies."